The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you, but not only just you. This handsome man to my, is that my right? Do they see left or do they see right?
The man. Because I'm looking to the right.
Yeah. What's up, Wayne? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing real good, man. It was good to hear some good news out of camp today. So, I'm excited right now because
yes,
it was getting a little brutal. I didn't know how much more I was going to have to defend. I was ready to get the tanks and the grenade launchers and all that stuff ready about my boy Trey Lance.
You know, it's so easy because no matter what happens, okay, if it's a good offensive play, then why does the defense suck? If it's a good if it's a good defensive play, Trey Lance is a bust. Like, yeah. Those can't be the only two extremes. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan even went on this a little bit. He said there was one year when he was in Cleveland, and 18 days in a row, the defense won. And the only time that the offense won the day was when they let the coaches field punts to break the tiebreaker, and the offensive coaches fielded the punts better. And so that was it. So the offense went 1 for 18. And that's relatively normal. So calm down. But yeah, you're right. It is nice to get a little bit of good news, and we've got a lot of good news this episode. One, we're going to be giving away that Trent Williams jersey. Excited about that. But yes, man, Trey, let's talk about Trey's day, because he is by far the most important 49er, and he started practice off about as good as you can on the very first play of team. Yeah. Has nice zone read keep.
Yeah.
65 yards to the house, untouched.
That boy got wheels. I don't think we've ever seen his wheels yet. Like, we know he can run the ball, but have you been, like, those highlight videos, those are real time. He's moving pretty fast. I think he's moving faster than what he moved last year. So that's scary.
Man, you go back to in the championship game against James Madison. They have the GPS tracker and the shoulder pads. He had 21.5 miles per hour, 5.4, I believe, which, like, would have been a top three speed for a quarterback last year. Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson, I think, had faster times, but that's it. Now, is he that fast all the time? I don't know, but he's a strider. He's 6'5". He's a big dude. You get going, that speed doesn't slow down. So I don't think, like, he's a 4.4 guy. I don't think that is. And, man, I wonder if I have this clip about him and Brandon Ayuk. Let me look for a second. I know I cut it, dang it. And I don't think I can find it. I don't want to be mad. I don't think I can find it. Anyway, that's okay. They asked him who's faster between him and Brandon Ayuk. Did you remember that one?
He said it was Ayuk, though.
Yeah, he said it was Ayuk. And so, again, he's fast. 4.5, maybe a 4.6 guy. But I don't think he's 4.4 speed. But you don't have to be. To run the zone read, you don't have to. You go 65 yards, you got something going on.
He looks for, but so some 40s are fast, and you can tell that they're fast. But Trey Lance 4.5, 4.6 doesn't look like a 4.5, 4.6.
And those long legs, man.
It's those legs. Deceptive. It's those, yeah. Yeah.
It's like Cam Newton. Like Cam Newton never looks fast, but he's a strider.
Yeah. So once he gets gone, it's just like
it messes up your pursuit angles. As a defensive coach, we would always practice defensive pursuit drill. Probably the most thing worked on at any, you know, high school, college, wherever, is just tracking lanes, right? And you would have those guys that, you know, you would take off and you would set your angle to pursue, but it didn't matter even if you had the right angle. Vince Young, that's why he was, you know, what he was, Hook'em. Yeah. Where like people thought they had him, and then sure enough, they were always coming up behind him. So we haven't seen it yet. We haven't seen Trey in the open field. I hope we don't see it week one of the preseason.
No, you better not. Like a series, two series, get him out of there.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I think 10 plays is kind of what they're looking for there. And so we'll see here. But if we stay with what Trey Lance did today, and again, there's lots of different reports. I got 14 of 19, two touchdown passes, plus the 65-yard touchdown run. And we're going to see him weeks one and weeks three, not week two.
Well, Kyle explained it.
Yes.
And it was a dope explanation, because just hearing that, I'm like, okay, what happened to week two? And then his explanation was very thorough, very well thought of, right? Because I think they're playing Minnesota week two. So it has something to do with the turnaround time, and you want to give these starters, you know, full rest, you know what I'm saying, before they go back up. So that's cool. So they'll do the first game and then the dress rehearsal game. Well, I guess. Isn't that week two? The third game.
It's week three. There's no fourth game anymore, right?
Right.
Back in the 90s, the third game, because there were four, the third game was the one where the starters would usually play like the first half.
Right.
But most people don't do that anymore. Most people say, yeah, Sean McVay, whenever he came in, he's like, my starters ain't playing at all. Like, screw that. Yeah. And also, if you look at the team that's been injured the least in the NFL since, you know, the past 7 years, it's the Rams. So he's on to something. He's on sale. Oh, what's up, Debbie? How are you, Debbie?
Hey, Ms. Deb.
Blessings to you as well, ma'am. Love seeing Debbie. It's just positive energy, even just through a text that comes across that lady. She is incredible. We got the hat. There it is. That's clean, man. I'm telling you. How many hats you got, Wayne?
Probably about...
have in rotation, because that's key, because I have a lot of hats, but I only have about five that I wear in rotation.
I probably got about 20 in rotation.
Ooh.
But I probably got about 75 hats.
Yeah. Mine are up there a lot.
And I still brush the dust off, because when I don't wear them all the time, you got to brush it off.
I love it. All right, here we go. I got a question for you. This one comes from John M. And if you guys have questions, make sure you tag us in the chat. Clayton, behind the scenes,
running the program
board. He's the freaking man. This is from John M. He says, are you less worried about the offensive line after seeing Banks and Burford taking every single first team rep this camp? Keep hearing solid reports. Are you less concerned now, or are you where you were before training camp?
I was never super concerned. Remember? I was always chilled about it, because I felt like A, the coach knows what's best. B, Jake Brendel has been, you know, that's been Trey's guy since last year. They have some type of rapport. What we're seeing is Kyle Shanahan work with Daniel Brunskill. A la something happens to Jake Brendel, he's plan B. So then he'll be able to, you know, have some snaps and some reps at the center position, right? You just don't throw him in there week four, week three, you know, of the season, and tell him, yo, play center. No, you got to get him these reps now. So let him iron out these kinks in the shotgun and whatever. But, you know, I understand, like, and we talked about this earlier on the show, John. Like, I understand about the unknown factor. Like, we've never seen Banks play. We've never seen Spencer Burford play. But you know what, man? Those guys were drafted, and they're professionals now. So they got to put on their professional big boy pants and go out there and play professional football. They're going to get beat on some plays, but then there's going to be some plays where they do the beating. And I can tell you right now, listening to Spencer Burford, just listening to the kid is
impressive.
Football player, bro. Like, yes. Yes. I can't wait to break down his presser. I was sitting here. I got my clips. I'm like, yo, who taught this kid how to speak? Matter of fact, I'm about to hit him up on Instagram. It's like, yo, whoever was your speech, you know, therapist, on point, bro. Like, everything.
Sponge.
He sits. Sponge. Yeah.
And yeah, listen, Melissa, less concerned about Spencer Burford. I'm so excited for him at right guard. Listen to this clip. You just brought it up. This was the coach inside of me was just like, yeah, baby. Like, as he was talking, I was like, hell yeah, this is what it's about. So listen to Spencer Burford. This dude, he for real.
Like I said, I've made a lot of huge improvements since my first time being here. Still a lot to go, a far way to go. But I've gradually made a few improvements with these few practices that we have had. And I feel like I'm just going to continue to grow and continue to learn from, especially from all the veterans and guys like that. They've been real, real helpful, you know what I'm saying, leaning on those guys, leaning on the coaching staff just to see, find the extra coaching points that I can use in order to improve my game.
Woo! I can't stop smiling. Bro, I'm so happy for this kid, man. Fourth round draft pick, man. UTSA? I don't even know how to say it.
Fighting Roadrunners, baby.
Whatever, bro. Beeps. You know what I'm saying? He's from the Beeps. And you know what was really impressive? They asked him, yo, man, how you feel about playing guard? He was like, look, man, I play guard freshman and sophomore year, man. And they moved me out to the tackle. You know? So it's just getting reacclimated to the position.
Oh, it's great to have excitement. And let's transition a little bit. Let's step back from Spencer Burford and put this into context, right? Let's bookend it on both sides. Because here's the issue. What's up, Perk? Because here's the thing. Kyle Shanahan hates rookies. So how the hell are we in this position where a rookie has started since day one of rookie minicamp, day one of OTAs, day one of training camp, and he just locked it down?
It's a possibility that Kyle's changing. Or Spencer Burford just wooed him, like from the draft, from the interview, from the process. Who's this kid? No, none of us had Spencer Burford on our radars, but we all knew we needed to take a tackle or some type of offensive lineman, correct? But no, none of us were thinking Spencer Burford, except for maybe one person. Maybe CG Ruthless had him on an interview.
He was big on him,
and he was big on Spencer Burford.
What's up, Nick? I want to get to that question in a second. Clayton, star that one for Nick. I want to get back. I want to do a whole segment on that. Appreciate the question, Nick. We'll get back to that one. Nick C. had this comment to me, and I thought it was hilarious. He said, when it comes to rookie, Kyle Shanahan's like a lifeguard at the shallow end of the pool. The rookies are not allowed to dive in. They can't jump in. They got to go into the, like, with the ladder. Yep. They got to slowly go down the stairs.
Start at the 2 feet section and start walking their way down to the 8 to 10 feet section. That's what they got to do.
And he's always been that way. And I think the biggest issue for Kyle, this is just my own interpretation, consistency.
Consistency.
That is everything. Not highlight plays, which we all know and love. It's not having those drive killers, those holding penalties, those, you know, just whiffing, whatever else. It's consistency. So if we take that, now we apply it back to Spencer Burford. Remember, Aaron Banks, who they drafted in the second round, couldn't win the right guard spot from Daniel Brunskill. Now, Daniel Brunskill's still there. Zero snaps at right guard.
Well, am I mistaken when I say I think Banks's strength was at the left guard spot?
That's what he played almost his entire career at Notre Dame, three straight years starting, yeah.
I usually talk to Tony about this. He has a very good analysis on breaking down, like, you know, switching from left to right. You know, and it's just doing – it basically is doing everything as an
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up.
Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
That's the opposite, you know, yeah. Putting your opposite hand in the dirt, you know, doing those different types of things. And sometimes guys just don't have the strength on the opposite side. So they're stronger and better at a specific, you know, side or position where they're playing. So me personally, I just want to see if Aaron Banks, you know, what he can do. I'm more concerned to see what Aaron Banks is opposed to what I think Spencer Burford can do.
Same. I feel the exact same, which is crazy.
That's crazy. I shouldn't feel that way.
But no, I think you hit it, man. I think you hit it right out of the park. And again, okay, now let's go back and look at Banks, right? Didn't have the NFL body that he has supposed
now.
To have.
Correct.
He has it now, and everybody's right. Talked about how, oh, he's lost weight, he's mm-hmm. turning muscle. You see this clip of Burford, there ain't no bad weight on the kid.
Bro, that kid is lean and looks like a machine.
Yeah. Oh, I love it, man.
And he's young, and he wants to play football. Like, I can't fathom, like, how much I think this kid is going to go out there and do damage. Now, adversity will set in at some point.
Yes.
He's going to get picked on, not by the NFL defenses, but by the referees. At some point, things are going to happen, and then we need to see how he's going to react to those different types of things. But like he said, he couldn't be in a better room with better vets. Mike McGlinchey, I don't care how we feel about him, he's a great veteran to have,
yeah.
Great guy to talk to. And then you got Trent Williams on the other end. So you're sandwiched in by those guys. Man, whoever we're developing is going to be A-OK.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited about the Packers game. And, you know, the second half of this show, I want to focus more on the game because training camp ends tomorrow.
Tomorrow, guys.
It's over. Then it's preseason. Then it's season time.
It's season.
We are there. Now, Clayton, can you bring back that question from Nick? And I think it was about the biggest weakness. He's on that one. I appreciate that. There it is. The man, Nick Parra himself. Love that dude. He says, what do you guys see as the biggest weakness? Interior line, strong safety, or something else? So if you had to pick a position or a position group, Wayne, after camp, we've had 17 practices now, one more, 18 tomorrow. What stands out as something that's like, man, this could be a concern?
I never thought our safeties were a concern. A, they're not ball hawks. Yeah. I'm not looking for interceptions from them, but if we do get them, good. But I am looking for them to be able to run the right angles, track down the ball, play the right coverages, things like that. So I'm not concerned about the safeties. I'm not concerned about the cornerbacks. I mean, it's probably the interior offensive line because we have the more unknowns there. Yeah. You have a second year guy starting at left guard. You have a first year guy possibly starting at right guard, and then you have a first year center that we never
starts.
Seen play center ever.
Yeah, inexperience is there. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. For me, mine's nickel corner, that nickel slot corner.
You still Jason worried Frank. About that, huh?
I like Denard. I really like Samuel Womack. I want him to take that job over.
He'll have it by week three.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I hope so.
Or the bye. Like, you know, it depends. Like, so look, Ray? I think he was kind of praising these guys. I think Denard is going to be just fine, man. I think there was somebody saying that I think it was Rohan. He said he possibly might not even, it's a possibility he may not make the roster. Especially when you got a guy like Dante Johnson who can play safety, who can play nickel.
His presser was great today, by the way.
His presser was amazing. Very well-spoken young man.
I think him and Jordan Matthews, man, if those are two guys that I really hope land on this coaching staff, I want them
to stay. Is Matthews out for the season or we don't know yet?
Yeah, he's done. He tore his ACL.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, it is – it's unfortunate. I didn't even realize Jordan Matthews was drafted in the same draft as Davante Adams. Matter of fact, he was drafted before Davante
Adams. Second-round pick. I had Jordan Matthews ahead of him. Shoot. I love Jordan Matthews. I loved him coming out of college. Jerry Rice's cousin, man. I was blind. I was blinded.
Yeah, I feel you. Hey, Jordan Matthews, man, get well soon, my brother, man.
I hope he's part of his family.
Yeah.
All right, Melissa, what do we got here? She says, who are you more excited to see against the Packers, Leon O'Neal Jr. or Samuel Womack?
I'm excited to see Leon O'Neal Jr. I just want to see that young man on the field, like, knocking, thumping people up. Like, that's it. Like, he's a thumper.
Yeah.
The thumper. So he's a thumper, risk taker, playmaker, whatever you want to call it, that's who he is. If he goes out there and plays his style of football, he's a contact guy. I knew once they put those pads on, he was going to be a lot different. He's a contact guy, and it's game time. Friday's game time. It's time for him to show up.
He's got to. He's had a decent camp. It hasn't been decent, as great. Right. Mm-hmm. Some of the other undrafted free agents might have something to say because I think he's been outplayed by one of them.
I think so, too. Well, I'm – yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
so, it's competition. I'm excited about Samuel Womack. I want him starting, but I don't want to rush him.
So I already know Womack is the man. I'm not worried. So as for excitement for him, it's already on level 100. I want to see with this kid where his back is against the wall and all odds are against him comes out there and do. I think Leon O'Neal Jr., if he can make the squad, he's going to be a problem in the NFL.
Yes, big time. Question from Taryn. What's up, Taryn? I love that guy, man. He makes me smile. He says, has Ray Ray overtaken Juwan Jennings as the number three, or will Jennings' blocking ability keep him ahead?
Can I go first?
Yeah, of course. Always, man.
Hell no. After listening to Kyle Shanahan today, ain't nothing wrong with Juwan Jennings. First of all, listen, and we talked about this, John, earlier. Go watch the show, Wayne Breezy Show. John said, Kyle Shanahan does not care if you drop the ball. There's other intangibles he cares about more than drops. Juwan Jennings could drop the ball 100 times and still be wide receiver 3. Kyle loves him. Kyle said, John, that he's had the best OTAs, which is what you said.
Yep.
And he's having a good camp.
I love the fact that we went live on your show this morning before Kyle
bro,
talked.
Tell me that wasn't dope.
We were both just like firing it, man. That's the thing. Whenever you pay attention and you immerse yourself into this team for so long, like you start to understand what it is they're looking for or targeting and what they maybe don't care about, which is drops. They care about physicality. They care about the run game first.
Locking.
And, you know, I use this term. It's not my term. I didn't create it. Wide receiver plus. Whenever you're in the blocking game and you value. What's up?
No, I'm just reading GSU for Life's comment because I said 100 times that he said his ass would be on the practice squad.
That's awesome. I love it, man. And so anyway, wide receiver plus, Juwan Jennings, it's basically a tight end. That's how well he blocks.
Correct.
And so this was probably one of the biggest reasons why, and I might strike some feelings here, and that's okay, why Kendrick Bourne was allowed to leave. Kendrick Bourne was similar size. He was one of the worst blocking wide receivers we had, despite his size.
Facts.
And Juwan Jennings, completely different. Now, still struggles with drops, but.
And he also didn't have the dog. Like Kendrick's dog was a little different. Kyle's looking for specific types of dogs, right?
Juwan Jennings wants to hurt people.
Yes. That be the enforcer type of a dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't wait for the person to attack you. Go attack the person if you see something different. Like, right? 100%. And so that's what Juwan Jennings is out there on the field, man. And Kyle raved about him. He said, look, he came into camp this year. His body type, he was right. He was way more focused. And he had the best OTAs out of the wide receivers. And now Brandon Ayuk is having the best camp out of the wide receivers. So it everything is working and according to the way it's supposed to go down. Juwan Jennings is wide receiver 3. You can call him 3A. And then you can put – because don't get it twisted. Kyle's going to use the heaven out of Ray McCloud.
I was going to say, like, okay, yeah, Juwan Jennings still 3, But I had Danny Gray and Ray Ray in a similar tier. Not any longer. I think Ray Ray is closer to Juwan Jennings.
I see where you're
going.
And there's
a gap there after the fact, and until you get to Danny Gray.
But it's a good gap because it's a gap. It's room to improve, right?
Yes.
And so if your four wide receivers are Debo, Ayuk, Jennings, and Ray Ray. Right. If that's your four, and then there's a big gap between five and six, which I think Malik Turner, if he makes his squad, he bumps up against Danny Gray. I know
Danny Gray time beforehand.
Exactly.
Maybe not in the preseason, but week one.
But regular season. And it's only right because he's more experienced. He can be more versatile. He can give you special teams. He's a gunner out there on the edge. Like, there's so many different things he can do. You put him on this roster. This is not a shot to Danny Gray, but Danny Gray still has a lot to learn. You heard Brandon Ayuk said now Kyle has somebody else to pick on, except for me. Like, Danny's going to have to take the dog. He's going to have to be in the doghouse. It's just unfortunate. That's just the way it is. Kyle Shanahan was a wide receiver, and he's going to be on top of his wide receivers. He put. Think about the wide receivers he put in the doghouse, bro. I'm sure Debo was on his way there, but he just manned up. Look, Dante Pettis went to the doghouse, never came back. Like, couldn't get healthy to save his life, but I felt like he had a little dog in him. What's his name? Trent Taylor.
When he hurt his back, he was never the same.
Yeah, it was never the same, but I felt like he had the dog. That's why Kyle was keeping him around. Jalen Hurd had dog. Fortunately, couldn't get right. I'm just telling you.
Still hurts. All right, what's up, Dan? I appreciate the gift here, man. He said, all right, this is a good one. What's going to be the first play call on Friday? I'm going outside zone toss right. I'm going to keep it simple. I wanted to do a play action like Y Leak, I'm going outside zone toss right.
I'm gonna go the opposite. I'm going to go with the play action. Ooh. I think Trey Lance comes out there. They're going to be expecting the run. Trey Lance is going to be like, okay, fake the handoff, boot to the right. Bing, bang, bam. Somebody going to be wide open because the boot fake going to be so beautiful. Might be a touchdown on the first play, guys. If the wide receiver catches it, it's a touchdown. I don't care who the wide receiver is.
Man, do you remember what happened last year? I think it was against the Chiefs.
Was that Trent Sherfield?
The Trent Sherfield touchdown. I remember going bananas. I was in Canton last year for it. I'm going to be in Canton this year again for it. But, yeah, man, it just – that feeling was just like – Whew. The future is bright, baby. And that's what we're looking for, right? We want the future to be bright. All right, wait, now we got to do this giveaway before we move forward. Now, here were the stipulations. You had to hashtag CC, the most entries got into the.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Finals, we have six okay. People
six made finalists.
It to every single show, six finalists, 49ers Faith Forever, Philip D, Khalil, Coach Cruz, Mike Chilton, and Sin. What's up, Sin? And again, I went through and counted all these several times. I want to make sure nobody's left out. In fact, there was a two gap between them and the next people. So we got six. You can see here my randomizer. If it focuses, it might not focus.
It's on zero, six. One through six. I got you.
The winner is number five, Mike. Mike Chilton. What's up, man? Congratulations. You are the winner of the Trent Williams jersey. This is a free gift from another anonymous member of the Patreon. Just trying to build the community. That is what's up. We do giveaways here a lot, Wayne.
I love it. I'm trying to. I got to enter some of these. I like that. I need a Trent Williams jersey, man. The moment we traded for Trent, I became so happy. I just became a happier person because I knew, given time, he would help shape this offensive line. There's no disrespect to Joe Staley, but we knew he was on his way out.
Staley's incredible. Perk says, congrats, man. Perk's always so freaking positive. Whenever I met Perk
at the draft.
Dude, just nothing but positivity, man. That dude is freaking incredible, man.
100%.
He's like a freaking motivational person just being around him.
He should go around just being around being a motivator, yo.
Drink more alcohol, though. So I want to say thank you for that as well, Perk. All right, let's transition now. We got game one very, very soon. Just a couple days away, 2 days away. Wayne, what are you looking forward to most? What is it? Whether it's a position battle, a narrative, or just you want to see something gel, what is it that you are going to be keeping your eyes out? It could be more than one thing, but what is something you are looking forward to?
I think I'm looking for, after the butterflies are released from the stomach, I'm looking for that consistency. And so I'm looking for consistency across the board. Like whatever Nate Sudfeld is consistent with, I'm looking for. I don't want to see him taking all these deep shots. It's not his thing. I want to see him be consistent in the short game. I want to see checkdowns. I want to see if our running backs can catch. I want to see if our wide receivers can block. I want to see if our guards and our offensive linemen are getting down. I want to see consistency, even with the play calling, even with the vanilla play calling, I want to see consistency and cohesiveness with the units. I think it's going to take a quarter or two, but I think once they get, get them butterflies out the stomach, I think the consistency and the cohesiveness will come together.
I like it. It's funny. We always had, I talked about this a little bit earlier on my show, and Kyle talked about this morning as well, where when those lights come on, one of two things happen. You either like pump up and you go, or you shrink down.
Headlights. Yeah,
that's right. And Kyle talked about that. So I'm going to play this clip 30 seconds, but it's just what he expects from rookies in the preseason.
That the game's not too big for him. I mean, that is the one thing that I do like about preseason games. As just said, there's some people get better when the lights are on and some get worse. And I like guys, obviously you hope they get better. But you at least want them to be what they've shown in practice. And sometimes you get some guys who you think is a really good player and you get out there and for some reason, whoever's in the crowd or whatever it is, they kind of just melt and you're like, all right, he's not quite as ready as I thought.
He's brutally honest.
It's just brutally.
You could tell he was thinking of somebody. You could tell it was just like that.
Can we guess who he was talking about?
Man, the first name that comes to mind for me is Dante Pettis.
Who do you think he's currently talking about of his rookies?
Trey Sermon. He's not a rookie now.
Nah, I think Trey's going to be fine.
I hope so. I don't know. You tell me, man.
I think Trey's going to be fine. I think he's talking about Gray. Once those lights come on, I don't think Gray's going to fail anything in life. I don't think he's going to fail any task that's thrown to him. I think he's going to go out there and carpe diem, seize the day, seize the moment, whatever. But I think Gray probably out of the rookies – he has the most to go.
Did you see that Debo picture on his Instagram of Danny Gray sleeping in film?
Yes! First of all, Debo deserves to be like put in timeout for filming that because Debo is back. Everybody thought Debo was the worst character person in the world. That dude is funny, man.
Nah, he's great, man. He's great. He's always been great. When has he ever been an issue? Ever?
John.
Ever.
We're not going to bring up the past because we put the behinds in the past.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, guys, I do want to say before we jump out of here in a minute, if we got a couple last minute questions, Clayton, throw those up. We'll get to those in a second. We do have, I'm putting out a Patreon only show tomorrow, our bonus episode tomorrow at 3 o'clock because I'm going to be flying out. Today is Tuesday, right? Yes. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Yeah, everything's a mess right now. But I'm flying out to Canton Thursday. So we're going to be doing our bonus Patreon show tomorrow at 3 o'clock. That's for Steve Young and above tier. And if you haven't joined yet, go ahead over there, patreon.com/49ersrushpodcast. Money back guaranteed if it doesn't meet your expectations and more. That is there. Here we go. This question is for you. E-man's hamstring is a reality check. Do you have faith in our backups until JV is back? I still have pass interference shock from last year.
Well, the good thing Josh Norman isn't on this team. But Ambry Thomas is, and apparently he's struggling. I hear Demo's having a great camp, so that's good. But I expect Ambry to struggle every time he's playing 20 yards off wide receivers, guys. And he's not playing 20. I'm exaggerating, but he's just not the soft coverage guy. Like he plays soft coverage to not give up a big play. Like, and I wish he would just give, I'd rather him give, and it's not like he's giving up the big play. It's more like he's just not timing the goddamn jump like at the right time. Cause he's right there with the DB. He has the 4.3 speed. He's right there.
His transition step loses all speed. Every time.
Oh my gosh.
And it bothers me.
And so
it's close. You can see he's got it.
But John, could this be a possibility? The reason why he's struggling is because in his head, he wants to play the way he's been taught. And now he has to play this new way. Get what I'm saying? To where he's not confident anymore. You can't play football not confident, man. You got to be confident in your stuff. I don't know what clicked for him. Maybe it was that Cincinnati game. He needs to go out there and defend Ja'Marr Chase again. Then his ass, or AJ Brown, like one of them guys, because he had them on clamps.
Yeah, he played well. Yeah, all those games. And I think there's something to be said, and Shanahan alluded to this. People don't understand what football shape is, and the fact that he slow started his rookie year, and now he's slow starting his second year. When did he play well? Well, after he was with the team nonstop for 4 months. So maybe that's just the thing, that he needs better offseason to show up in shape. I don't know. That's conjecture. I'm not trying to say he's lazy. I'm not trying to say he showed up out of shape. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm trying to find a similarity to why he slow started back-to-back years after he ended on such a high note. That somehow makes sense to me. I hope it gets over faster than I want this dude back where he is. Because, yeah, E-man's hamstring's a concern. Now, the good news is we don't have a game for a month.
Right.
So there's no need for E-man to be out there. He's got to start.
And this is good. This is good development reps for Ambry, Demo, Kadar Hallman. Like this is their time to go out there and make a, you know, statement for themselves. So, you know, unfortunately it was due to injury, but that's usually how guys get into rotation anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here we go. DeMarcus, hot take. Jordan Mills is definitely making the team as a swing tackle. I wouldn't put definitely out there at all, but he definitely has the most experience. That is a hot take. That means he'd get in over Colton McKivitz and Jalen Moore and Justin School.
It's a possibility. He's looking really good in camp. He's only been in there for 2 days, but he's looking really good in those 2 days. And it could be just because he's more fresh.
Yeah, that's possible. Those legs get weak.
Yeah. So who knows? Like, give it some time. Let's see how he plays in the real game. I'm with John. He has the experience. But as far as, you know, I think Kyle likes McKivitz. I know Justin School is probably 9 times out of 10 not making this roster. Not with the emergence of some of these other guys.
Yeah, it's a lot. Here we go. This one's for you, Wayne. Where do you get your hat besides lids and residency?
So the funny thing is, right, so residency is its own brand, and it's really cool, right, because they have their own warehouse, they have their own products. But Lids, Fanatics, the NFL Shop, they all use the same damn warehouse, bro. Like, yep. So if I tell you I get them from one, I really get them from them all. I also go and search other, like, hatland.com. That'd be a place you can get some, like, exclusive hats, like different colors. I'm all about, you know, matching the fit. So I look for exclusive color hats, like, you know, purple and blue and things like that. I like to wear those colors. Remember, my favorite basketball team is Celtics. So if I find a green 49er hat, I'll rock it. You know what I mean? Same thing with baseball. Mets, give me a blue and orange cap with 49ers on it. I'm a rock it. You know what I'm saying? So that's me. But try hatland.com. They're a good spot, man.
Yeah, I like it. Here we go. 49ers faithful forever. Biggest trade candidates as of now. I'm going to say D-line or linebackers. Those defensive ends or linebackers. Those are the ones that stand out to me.
As far as who we might trade, you mean?
Yeah, who we would trade away. Yeah. I'm not looking to bring in anybody.
Could you see them trading Jordan Willis?
Yeah, if they had a taker. Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to trade him, but he's having a good camp. He might be on the block because they might be able to get like a nice pick for Jordan.
What did we get for him? We gave up a sixth.
Yeah, but what if we can get a fourth? That's a win.
It would be. I think it would be like Jordan Willis and a sixth, and we get back a fifth. That's a trade I could see going down, and I'd be totally cool with. I'd be awesome with that.
Okay.
As long as it says 49ers, Perk says it's allowed. He is the resident expo on what you are allowed to rep and not rep. I do agree with that. any undrafted free agent standing out throughout this camp? Kadare Holman's not an undrafted free agent for us this year,
but he was
undrafted, and he is standing out big time. Curtis Robinson, Jordan Mason.
Jordan Mason's probably having the best UDFA camp out there. Yeah.
I don't know. That's Tariq
Castro Fields was having a decent camp too.
I have two. I wish he'd get more reps with the twos.
I know, but listen, John, preseason game. This is when you get your chance to move up on a depth chart, make a play. Don't make a mistake.
Yep. Don't make a mistake is the key. Talking about that consistency. It's not about the highlights. That's not what Shanahan and them look for. They're great, but I guarantee you this. They would rather you make no highlights as long as you make no mistakes than make one highlight and two mistakes. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it's that plus minus scale. Here we go. This one's for you. Then we're going to jump out of here. Shane says, how much do you guys think TDP will get to see in his first season preseason game? What's the over under on the Wayne Breezy scale on carries for TDP?
I'm hoping he gets the bulk. Like I want to see TDP, period. He's the rookie. I've seen Trey Sermon. I've seen Elijah Mitchell. We better not play Elijah Mitchell, even though they said the first team would be out there on the offense.
It might be good for him to get hit.
Yeah. First series, If Trey is out there, you put the goddamn first team out there. As soon as Trey come out, you take them all out. But I would like to see TDP, man, get the bulk of the carries in this game. I don't need to see much from Jeff Wilson. So I'm going to go, he's probably going to get about what? Maybe 15, 16 carries in this game.
That's a lot of carry. I think a lot of running backs are going to get work. I'd say 9.5 would be my over-under.
I'm hoping Kyle's like rotates the games. So let this be TDP game. Gotcha. And then the next game showcase the different one. And the next game showcase, who's going to be fighting for that last roster spot.
I like that. All right, Wayne, we're going to jump out of here. Anything before we say goodbye to the faithful?
Faithful! Get ready. Preseason starts this Friday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 5:30 for y'all that can't tell time on the West Coast. Let's go!
I freaking love it, man. I love it. Appreciate you, Wayne. Thank you so much. Clayton behind the scenes holding it down. And our executive producers, James Willick and 49ers George. You guys are the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.